Well, this time last year, we had no idea we would need a vaccine for a new virus that would go on to infect and kill millions around the world and plunge the globe into a pandemic. But today, a year after the first COVID-19 case was confirmed in Australia, a vaccine to help fight the disease has been approved for use here. The Pfizer vaccine will begin rollout in late February, and priority will be given to frontline workers, including health and aged care workers. But the Prime Minister says it has met the strictest standards, but getting the jab, he says, won't mean you can jump on a plane to Bali the next day. Rachel Mealy reports.
The Pfizer vaccine has Australia's tick of approval, but the Prime Minister says the battle against COVID-19 is far from over.
So it is important to understand that once the vaccines start, that doesn't mean you can jump on a plane to Bali the next day. It doesn't mean that the masks disappear. Of itself, it is not a silver bullet.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved the Pfizer vaccine for anyone over 16. Each person needs two doses of the vaccine 21 days apart. It's the vaccine that reported a 95% efficacy rate in its clinical trial stage and the one that needs cold chain storage, meaning it has to be stored every step of the way at minus 70 degrees. Australia's original timetable to begin vaccinations has now been pushed out because of global supply chain delays for the Pfizer vaccine and the AstraZeneca alternative, which the Prime Minister refers to as AZ.
We're more looking at late February than mid-February now, because of the challenges that we've seen in the production and delivery for both AZ and Pfizer around the world. You'll be very aware of the situation and the pressures that we're seeing globally.
The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says 80,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be delivered every week from late February. Anne Harris is the Managing Director of Pfizer Australia and New Zealand. She says the global demand for the vaccine has prompted the company to scale up its production.
Pfizer and BioNTech had committed to producing 1.3 billion doses by the end of 2021. That target now, in response to this dire need, is now 2 billion doses over the course of 2021. In order to do that, we need to scale up further. We need to retool our manufacturing facilities in order to have the capacity to produce more doses. And what that's led to is a short-term temporary change to delivery schedules.
Michelle Anandaraja is an associate professor of infectious diseases at Monash University. She says the current global supply delays with the Pfizer vaccine shouldn't be a concern for Australians.
You know, I think we have to expect that delays will, you know, occur during 2021, but be patient because, you know, Australia's in this enviable position where we've been able to effectively stare down this virus. And so we can afford to wait for these vaccines to arrive.
The Pfizer vaccine is only part of the picture for Australia. 5 million people will receive that one and the rest will need a dose from AstraZeneca. The government has released its rollout strategy, which prioritises frontline healthcare workers, aged care and disability staff, followed by aged care and disability residents and quarantine and border workers. Professor Bruce Thompson is Dean of the School of Health Sciences at Swinburne University.
We're in a very good situation to be able to observe the other countries on how these vaccines are being taken up and also if there are any side effects and actually look at the numbers of cases and hopefully they're going to start decreasing. So for Australia, we're probably the luckiest country in the world. We're going to have a vaccine. We're in a country where we have very limited virus at the moment, which puts us as probably the most protected country in the world.
The AstraZeneca vaccine hasn't yet been approved for use in Australia, but while that approval is pending, the plans to manufacture the vaccine locally are moving ahead. Health Minister Greg Hunt says 1 million Australians can be vaccinated each week once local production comes online.
Later on, we'll have AstraZeneca International from early March is the current guidance, and then AstraZeneca Domestic at the volume of approximately 1 million a week on the latest advice that we had over the weekend.
Health Minister Greg Hunt, our reporter there, Rachel Mealy.